This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two deputies in El Paso County under a grand jury investigation will not face charges for a July incident in which they fatally shot a suspect. A report from the 4th Judicial District said the grand jury's decision was unanimous. It also said the deputies were responding to a threat and there wasn't enough evidence to support a prosecution. The Trump administration has decided not to grant Colorado a disaster declaration for recent wildfires. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports lawmakers are asking the White House to rethink that decision.
Republican Representative Jeff Hurd says the communities seeking federal help have long supported President Trump and are now facing real human and economic consequences of recent disasters. The administration denied Colorado's request for a major disaster declaration for the Elk and Lee fires in the northwestern part of the state, as well as historic flooding in the southwest. The declarations would have unlocked federal funding for recovery efforts. Democratic lawmakers accuse Trump of playing political games and say they will appeal the decision. A White House spokesperson said politics didn't play a part. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Warm weather this month means snowpack is falling short. That's the snow in the mountains that provides water when it melts during the spring runoff. Right now, it's about 60% of what's normally expected by now. Here's Denver 7 chief meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
I mean, really, as we get into mid and late winter, we're typically between about 90 and 100% of normal when it comes to our snowfall. So that is a pretty low number.
Right now, it's around 75 degrees in Denver. In Meeker, it's 59 degrees. This is CPR News.